This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon. It's about 17 minutes past the hour. Our next guest is with the Grateful Dogs of Juno to promote their holiday pet food drive. Welcome to the show, Vicki McLaughlin. Nice to have you here.
Thank you for inviting us.
Yeah. So let's see. You are the treasurer of the board of the Grateful Dogs of Juno. And Vicki, you've been with the Grateful Dogs since its inception in, what did you say, 2005?
Yes, that is correct.
All right. Take us back. What inspired the creation of Grateful Dogs of Juno?
Well, that was at a time in Juno when the trails were kind of covered in some stuff people didn't like seeing. So there were talks about possibly closing some trails to dogs in order to alleviate the problem. So quite a number of us got together and we started doing scoops and talking about joining up as actually a political action group, maybe. I don't know if that's the correct term, but just to promote responsible dog ownership in Juno, different from the other dog clubs that were teaching classes and things like that. So we were just an offshoot of looking at how to promote better ownership, better responsibility among dog owners in Juno.
Okay. I want to ask you some more questions about that in a second. Why don't we highlight this event that's coming up? It's the Holiday Pet Food Drive?
Yes, it's our 10th annual Holiday Pet Food Drive. We collect it for the Southeast Food Bank, cat and dog food. And believe it or not, there's a call much more for cat food than there is for dog food. So
we're
looking at people to continue their generosity and really pour it on.
Especially for cats.
Yeah, well, cats and dogs, yes. But
have you ever considered being the Grateful Dogs and Cats of Juno?
Well, gosh, that's a good thought. we hadn't thought of that. So, yeah.
All right. So it starts today, right?
Yes, it begins today and ends on Saturday.
Okay. And where can people give food?
We have several locations. Downtown, it's the Foodland IGA and Rainbow Foods. Lemon Creek, Schweitzer Creek area, we have the Pet Nanny's Place and Canines Unlimited and the Dog Gym. And Mendenhall Valley, Super Bear IGA, Southeast Animal Medical Center, the Juno Veterinary Hospital, Tongass Veterinary Services, and Canines Unlimited.
Okay. What are some go-to cat and dog foods? What are people looking for?
You know, actually, the cat foods come in some of those little small, tiny little containers. You might have a cat that you've found a perfect flavor that they love, and then the next time when you've bought umpteen cans, they decided they don't like that flavor. So you're sitting with some of these wonderful little kitty foods that if you would like to give them at this time, that would be perfect.
The little cat food in can that looks like tuna?
Yes.
Kind of?
Yeah,
okay.
And even they have smaller ones, too. So, and then there's small dog food and regular cans, you know, 16-ounce cans for dogs, or dried food for both cats and dogs is acceptable.
So, okay, and probably in sealed bags kind of a thing?
Yes, sealed bags. That's perfect. Any size bag, we take it.
All right. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about the Grateful Dogs of Juno Holiday Pet Food Drive, cat food especially, and dog food this week through December 15th. And we'll go over those locations here in a minute. So it sounds like you started because of wanting to be advocating for responsible dog ownership.
Yes.
And scooping, especially back in 2005, keeping trails clean.
Yes.
What are other tips for dog owners that you like to share about responsible dog ownership?
Just be aware sometimes when walking your dog, most people have them on leashes and some don't, but other dogs walking with someone you might be approaching, they'll go, well, my dog's friendly, and sometimes they aren't. So just be aware of the fact that some dogs interact really well with dogs and some don't. So please be respectful if someone's trying to keep their dog away from meeting other dogs. Not let your dog approach that person or that dog.
Are there general rules or laws within Juno city limits for trail use as far as like leash use goes and stuff like that? Or is it just a guideline to have a dog on a leash?
There are certain rules about the leash, like for Sandy Beach area in the summer. I forget the actual starting date, but when you're at Sandy Beach up to the creek, it is on leash, and that's usually during the spring and summer, and in the fall that changes. So that way Most little kids are playing in that area. You're walking your dog on a leash through all the kids and the young kids and letting them off leash after that. There's also the rule at the parks, you know, like around Riverbend and the schools, about keeping your dog on leash in those areas and not letting your dog run on those areas during the school year until after school's out. So there are certain rules.
And it sounds like they're sort of location by location?
Yes, yeah. Location specific, yes.
All right. If somebody wanted to become part of the Grateful Dogs of Juneau, how could they do that?
They could look us up online at our website, gratefuldogsofjuneau.org. So that would be fantastic.
All right. And can you outline for our listeners again all the locations they can give for this holiday pet food drive?
Okay. Downtown, Foodland IGA, Rainbow Foods. At Lemon Creek, the Pet Nanny's Place and the Dog Gym. And Mendenhall Valley, Super Bear IGA, Southeast Animal Medical Center, Juneau Veterinary Hospital, Tongass Veterinary Services, and Canines Unlimited.
And all of these food donations benefit the pets of families served by the Southeast Alaska Food Bank?
Yes, that is correct.
All right. Vicki McLaughlin, thanks for coming on the show. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah. Last year, we collected at the food drive 975 pounds, which was wonderful. After the food drive ended last year, to date, we have collected over 4,400 pounds. People continue to donate, and they can donate food at the different vet offices, specifically Southeast and Alaska Animal Medical Center. They've been very good to us donating, and they'll accept pet food if your pet is deceased or for some reason not eating it. They'll collect it and pass it on to us. So that's a great service. We appreciate it.
Okay. And this drive goes through this Sunday. Is that correct? December 15th?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And more information at Grateful Dogs of Juneau. Your website is?
GratefulDogsOfJuneau.org.
All right. Vicki, thank you so much.
Thank you.